Yes, I love it.
Sweet, he's giving me 300 boxes of grape nuts flakes.
Friends anybody ever had. And it's funny, but I feel as if I've known you all the time.
I love music, good music, but not swing. I sing.
Hi, and welcome to the Movie Magic Podcast. Each week, we will dive into a certain star and talk to some people who know much about him. I'm Kate, your host, and welcome to the Movie Magic Podcast. Hope you enjoy it.
Very good.
Oh, good. Well, thank you so much for calling and responding to my letter. I'm just so honored, really. I mean, I've loved your mom for such a long time, and I love her still. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about her, since unfortunately I was only 3 years old when she passed away, so unfortunately I didn't get a chance to know her or interview her. So I don't know much about her, unfortunately, but so that's why I was like reaching out to everybody and saying, hey, you know, hey, can I talk to you a little bit of general questions here and there. Just let me know if any of my questions are a little too personal, because sometimes I don't have a filter. So just let me know if there's anything that you feel comfortable or uncomfortable answering. You can just say, hey, Kate, that's too personal, or anything that you feel that you don't want to answer, which is fine. So one of my first questions for you is, what was she like? Because like I said, I was only 3 when she died, and I didn't get a chance to know what she was like. So what do you remember about her, and what was she like?
Well, she was very kind-hearted. She cared about a lot of people because she did a lot of volunteering, you know. It wasn't always about her career as an actress. But I think she put her family first. I mean, us kids. And that was what life was like. We grew up in Andover, Mass. when I was very young. So only the two oldest were born in Hollywood. The rest, I mean, Judy and I were born in, you know, Methuen, more or less, which is right next to Andover. And that's what life was like. I mean, it was, she was just my mom. It was kind of normal. I mean, we had friends in the neighborhood that just, you know, that's a movie star. Your mom's a movie star. But we didn't really think about anything about it because it was just normal for us.
Right. Because she probably retired by the time that y'all were born.
Oh, when I was born, definitely. I mean, her, what was the last movie? It was like 49 or something like that. I was born in 55.
Oh. Yep, I think, because I know that she didn't make a whole bunch of movies, but I know that she did leave kind of early in the peak of her career, and she was like, I'm out of here, I'm going to go get married and just live my life, really. And I said, that's great.
No, she made a few movies after she was married to my dad and had a couple kids.
Oh!
She did make, I think, 2 movies.
Oh.
When Joe and Hannah were born. As far as if I remember correctly, she moved to Andover till I think 51 or so. And then, you know, I think 52 or 53, Judy was born, and I was born in 55. But she did have a radio show. I mean, not a radio show, but she had a TV show in Boston. I was very young and very little, but I can remember going to it.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know she did that.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. I found your mom when I was 7. My paternal grandfather was, I think, he liked her a lot. I think he was a fan of, like, her sisters as well. I think he was a fan of the whole Lane family. But he really liked your mother. And we watched Saboteur for the first time. I think it was on TV or he had it. I don't exactly remember how we got a hold of it. But I legit thought I legit thought your mother was Benita Granville for about a year. Because they looked so much alike. And I was like, well. And then we watched it again a year later. And I was like, oh, Benita. And my grandfather was like, no, that's Priscilla Lane. And I was like, well, who's Priscilla Lane? And he's like, ah. well, let's get the movie Four Daughters out. And he had it, and he was like, oh, let me tell you the story about Rosemary Lane and Lola Lane. I was like, there's two other lanes in this? When do they come in?
Yeah, there's some history back then. I mean, it was kind of weird how they got into the whole movie business. They were doing a traveling sing and dance thing. They stayed in New York for quite a few years and then traveled with Fred Waring.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got to meet Fred Waring and Frank Capra and those people.
Wow.
Which was big for me, more than, you know, of course I knew my mother, but, you know, when you start meeting these Hollywood elites, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, Betty Davis, I mean, she had property in New Hampshire.
Wow.
Just north of where I am right now, and that was years ago, up in Sugar Hill.
Wow. Cheers. I know she did quite a few movies, and I know, and I know that you might have seen some of her work. Do you have a favorite that she did?
Well, I like Saboteur and Arsenic and Old Lace, but Fun on a Weekend was funny. I like that one.
I have yet to see that. I haven't been able to find that one.
That's a pretty good one.
I've seen that's photos.
With Reagan, Ronald Reagan. It was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta watch that one. That's a good one.
I know. I have to try to find it. I know some people say that they can find it, but I need to be able to find it somehow. I'm a film editor, so I work with your mother's footage all the time because I do commissions for people, especially musicians. They'll send me their stuff, and you know, they'll be like, and I use old movie footage anyway, and so I actually just got done using your mother's footage in a short little film thing already, so that was pretty fun. But yeah, Fun on a Weekend, I've seen photos from it, and I know Eddie Bracken's in it as well, and I do love me some Eddie Bracken, so I need to see it. I know it looks great, but I haven't seen it. One of my favorites is definitely Saboteur, because that's the one I use all the time. But I do love Dust Be My Destiny as well. That was really good too, with John Garfield. I know she worked a lot with John Garfield. Did she ever mention working with him?
Yeah. No, she, they kept in touch for the longest time. I can remember, you know, when we'd always get cards from them and...
Mm-hmm.
And the Garfields, and who was the makeup artist? He was a big makeup artist. I can't remember his name.
Tuttle?
No.
Oh.
Can't think of his name. His granddaughter is doing a TV show about them, about Face Off.
Oh.
What the hell is their name? They were. I can't think of their name right now.
Uh-huh.
But I actually have his signature on a bomb downstairs in my bar area.
Hmm.
But they kept in touch.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. But I never met those people.
Oh, yeah. Because I know...
When my parents left Hollywood, you know, they had a big party, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, I get some of their signatures, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, Westmore. Bud Westmore.
Oh. I've never heard of him.
You never heard of Bud Westmore?
I never heard of Bud Westmore, and I know that sounds terrible.
Well, his whole family's into the makeup. They're huge out there in Hollywood, and I believe his granddaughter's still doing it, and she had that TV show called Face Off.
Oh.
That is recent, if you look it up.
Okay, for sure. I'll definitely check into that. I've heard of Bob Tuttle, but that's the only makeup artist I've heard of. But I don't know. I've never heard of Bud Westmore, but his name sounds familiar, but I don't think I've ever, like, seen any of his stuff or anything. But he sounds awesome.
Yeah, no. I mean, I actually got a picture of him putting makeup on my mother.
Oh!
So, which is pretty cool.
Oh. Did your mom keep anything from her Hollywood days Did she keep any mementos, pictures, anything like that?
She had a couple of movie posters. Whoa. Which I think I have a couple. I might have three. I've got two of them mounted. Four Daughters and Dust Be My Destiny. Whoa. I have the original movie posters.
Whoa.
Downstairs, mounted. I had them framed and everything.
Whoa.
Some of the mementos that I have, of course, I have her pistol when she was a sheriff, and I have her golf clubs that, I gotta remember, who the hell gave her the golf clubs? There's some history there, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
I still
have that, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because usually, I actually inherited a whole movie memorabilia collection from a friend of mine who passed away, of his mother, who was an actress as well, and she had like scrapbooks and photos. So I just wondered if Priscilla ever had anything like that.
She didn't have a scrapbook. I mean, she has a lot of photos. And I think most of those are between my brother and I'm the oldest. Mm-hmm. Joe, Larry. Mm-hmm. He has a bunch and I have a bunch. And they were like professional Hollywood, I don't know, black and white photos that my mother had taken, you know, for either movie promotions or, and some of them were with her sisters and some of them with like Cary Grant, other actors that she, had made movies with.
Do you know if she was close with any of her sisters, like any of her, like any one of her sisters in particular that she was most closest with?
They would come and visit us in Andover. I can remember, we had an Aunt Martha, which wasn't famous, but there was Lola and Rosemary. Nobody ever mentions Martha, but I remember her coming out quite a bit.
Yeah, I think Martha didn't really do anything. I think she wasn't interested in the business.
Right. But I can remember her as a kid.
And from my understanding, your mom met your dad at a ranch?
Yeah, it was like one of those dude ranches or whatever. Outside of Victoriaville or someplace like that. And she actually met him from the story that I hear from my mother is she met him at a bar and he was feeding a rattlesnake whiskey with a syringe, not a syringe, but like one of those drop things. Where you squeeze the end in it.
Yeah.
Getting it drunk. And that's how they met.
Oh, and they were married for kind of a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, until he died in 76.
Mm.
He died young. I mean, I'm older than my dad now.
Jeez. And he died of a stroke, is that right?
No, he died of a heart attack, a myocardial infarction, which if he had today, he would have survived. But back then, they just didn't have the technology.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Right, for sure. For sure. I know that was hard. My gosh. So, besides the TV program, did your mom have any other jobs that she did?
She worked at a clothing store, I can remember, in Andover, just to buy her time. She didn't need to, but she did a lot of volunteer work at hospitals.
Oh. I did not know that. Well, I actually read that she did a lot of charity work, so that's probably part of it that she did.
It was volunteering.
Volunteering. I mean, so there's.
That's what she did.
Yep. So there's four of y'all. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So Joe's the oldest, and then.
Hannah. Then Judy, and then me.
Okay, cool. I know I've spoken to Joe, so he seems really cool. I like him. I think I've spoken to most of you guys. The only one I haven't heard back from is Hannah, which is okay. So I think maybe she's a little busy, so I think she's just taking her time with my letter, so, which is okay.
Yeah. Well, she just went through a nasty divorce, so she's probably, trying to get her life together right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just helped her move out of her house, and she was bummed about it. And, she's just trying to get, her life back together.
Yeah, for sure.
She's 70 years old and trying to figure out where she's going now. So, it's kind of late in life to get a divorce, but hey. Mm.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
How did y'all end up in New Hampshire, of all places?
Me or Joe?
All of y'all. Like, how did they end up in Massachusetts? How did y'all end up in New Hampshire?
Well, my dad always had the property up on Big Island Pond, which was called Howard's Grove.
Uh-huh.
Since he was a little kid. I mean, it went through the family and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, when they moved out here from Hollywood, they built a house in Andover on Hinton Road.
Hmm.
And that's where I kind of grew up as a little kid. Mm-hmm. But we always, every summer, we were up at Howard's Grove. And then I think it was in 71, they decided to sell the house in Andover and move up to the New Hampshire permanently.
Hmm.
So I ended up, I was the only one that graduated from Pinkerton Academy. The rest of them all grew up and graduated from Andover High.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Because I knew that's what Joe said, that he said that they had some property up in New Hampshire. So I was like, okay, that's interesting. That's really cool that y'all have property. And the property is still there, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Howard's Grove is still there on Big Island Pond. You can look it up.
Mm. Do y'all still own it?
My brother still has property there. Mm-hmm. The rest of us, I've moved up to Lake Winnipesaukee. I live up, because I ski and snowmobile and snowboard.
Whoa.
So I'm up in more central New Hampshire, up at Lake Winnipesaukee.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing. So.
Yeah, for sure. And she had lung cancer, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did she not want to do any treatment for it, or was there no options for her?
Well, she had options, but she decided against them. She just realized that at her age, mm-hmm. that what chemo and the drugs would do to her. So she just dealt with it.
Mm.
She was fine till I'd probably last 3 or 4 months.
Mm.
I mean, and when it hit her hard, it came down pretty quick. She, we used to take turns going over and helping her out and stuff like that. And then it got to a point, I think in the last 3 months, we decided to move her to my brother's house in Andover because he had property there.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife she didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So she could spend more time with my mother. Mm-hmm. And when it became an overburden from that point on, we moved her to it was more or less a hospice place.
Mm.
And then that was that. I mean, she didn't last long there.
Mm. Yeah, because lung cancer could kill you pretty quickly.
Yeah, because it can spread. It goes through the whole body. I mean, that's the thing. And she realized that, she brought it on herself. She realized she was a smoker and, bit the bullet.
Mm. So she did smoke then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was a smoker.
Mm. Goodness. Well, thank you so much for talking with me. Do you mind if we keep in touch?
Yeah. No, so from what I understand it, looking at Instagram, you're the Susan Haywood?
I am. Yes, sir.
All right. Alright, so, no, I've liked a lot of your posts, so I've seen it and clicked on it, so.
Oh.
But I'm not on a social network all the time, but when I do see it,
yeah.
I think it was my daughter, Shauna, told me who you were. So.
Yes, I've spoken to Shauna. She's incredible.
Yeah.
She's so talented. Her photography work is... Now, listen, I told her, I said, listen, if I lived up there near you, I would pay her big money to take photos for me. I would pay her big money.
Oh, well, she makes a good living doing it, believe me. She's doing okay for herself.
So. Oh, good. Well, good. I hope to, if I have any more questions, I'll reach out to you again. But for right now, I think I've got what I needed, and I appreciate you so much. I really do appreciate it. It's
all right, no
I've
problem.
Loved her very much. I still love her a lot.
All right. Well, catch that movie, Fun on a Weekend. It's a funny movie.
Okay. I'll definitely try to find it.
All right.
Well, you have a good night.
Yep, you too.
All right, bye.